for those that aren't familiar with Jake Latimer, K-State fans, the name should ring a bell. Give me just a little bit of your history leading up to here, your now tenure in Salina.
Yeah, my college career, I was in the Big 12 playing against, you know, K-State, and everybody around here is big K-State KU fans, so I think the name would be familiar. After Iowa State, I signed with a few NFL teams, the Packers and Jets, and came to play with the former team here, the Salina Bombers. And then after that, I got opportunity with the Chiefs, and then I came back and played a final season 2014 with the Bombers, and I went back to college and decided to get my second bachelor's degree. And I've been playing some rugby in the past couple years, so I haven't been inactive. I've been physically competing and getting things done in the sports world, but just certain circumstances happened recently in my life, and these guys coincidentally contacted me at a perfect time where I had some free time this spring, and it's a phenomenal coincidence that I'm able to come out here and be a part of this new organization.
You said you got your second bachelor's degree, so that means you're no dumb jock, right?
I'd like to think I'm not a dumb jock, but I don't think I'm any Albert Einstein either.
That fire to play football, it still burns. It never really ever goes out, does it?
Absolutely. For any former athlete that competed in any sports, especially football, a combative, you know, active physical sport, once you take a year or two off, it doesn't go away. Your heart still has that desire. You want to be out there competing, and even if you watch, you know, professionals or even collegiate, you're like, man, I know I can do that. I know I still have something in me, and it always drives you to want to continue to compete. So I'm really thankful for the opportunity to come back and compete again.
Well, we look forward to watching you compete here in Salina, the Bicentennial Center, playing for the Salina Liberty. Jake Latimer, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.